Welcome back to Sleep On It. Better rest for safer roads, brought to you by Employee Recruitment. In this episode, we're talking about how to spot the signs of fatigue before it becomes a real danger. It's really important to acknowledge, tiredness isn't something that just hits you all at once. It builds. And often, the warning signs start showing long before you realize how tired you really are. So what should you be looking out for? Here are the early clues that fatigue is kicking in. You start yawning more than usual. Your eyelids feel heavy or your vision goes a bit blurry. You miss road signs or forget parts of the journey. You drift between lanes or don't notice vehicles around you. You struggle to keep a steady speed. Your reactions feel slower, or you're snapping at things that wouldn't usually bother you. Sound familiar? These aren't just signs that you need a coffee. They're signs your brain is slowing down. And that means you're not in full control. Now here's the hard part. Because driving tired doesn't feel like an emergency, but it absolutely is. Most fatigue-related accidents happen because drivers don't realize how impaired they are. Or worse, they do, but think they can push through it. So what should you do if you start noticing these signs on the road? First up, don't wait until it gets worse. As soon as you feel yourself fading, find a safe place to stop. If you can, take a proper break. Even a short nap, just 15 to 20 minutes, can help. If you're on a tight schedule, speak to someone at our office. We are here to support you and we can explain the situation to the client. It's always better to call in and be safe than to take a risk that could cost lives. And remember, caffeine isn't a cure. It can buy you a little time, but it won't undo deep tiredness. We'll talk more about that in episode 4. So what's your best defense when you're tired? Know the signs, trust your instincts, and never ignore that feeling in your gut that says you need to stop. In the next episode, we'll dig into how to build a better sleep routine, even if your shifts are all over the place. Until then, stay alert, stay safe. I'm Jane signing off until next time.